Resume recording. Okay, there we go. We are now live and now recording.
Okay, thanks, Victor.
Yep.
Let's go ahead and call roll for this executive session on June 9th, 2021. Leslie Post.
Here.
Kara Riley.
Here.
Adrian Jackson. Adrian Jackson. Yeah, I think she said here. Nate Fries.
Here.
And Jeff Honeycutt. We're getting together tonight to go into executive session to continue our discussion relating to personnel issues. Can I get a motion to adjourn to executive session?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? If not, we will go ahead and move to executive session. Thank you, Victor.
I'm going to go ahead and open the breakout room. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, our board is in executive session. That part is not being recorded, nor is being broadcast. We will return when they are done. They will return to this meeting and take any votes that are necessary, if any are necessary, and then we will adjourn. And I am just going to share a screen that says we're in executive session shortly. So thank you very much.
Okay, here we are.
Worked.
Okay, it looks like everybody is back, I believe.
Is Vic on here?
Appears like he is.
I am.
Okay.
I'm here.
Vic, are we still here?
We're recording, Vic?
Yeah, we are now recording and we're still on live. None of the what you guys, you know, your executive session was, but we're live here. So go ahead. You're ready.
Okay. Thank you. So we're back from executive session. We did not have any voting items tonight. There's really not much for us to disclose as far as the content of the meeting we were just in. However, as a board, we've discussed and we do have an announcement that we would like to share. It's
Nate, before you make your announcement, are we not going to vote on the one thing?
Oh, thank you very much. Well, no, that's going to be after. That's going to be after.
Okay, fine.
So let me jump into this here, guys. It is something that I've written down because it's a lot of content. So forgive me for reading if I have any stammers here. So good evening, everyone. Thank you for attending tonight's Arkansas Arts Academy virtual board meeting. We'd like to take a moment tonight to share a few important updates with you, the parents, staff, and the students of the Academy. Many of you were a part of last night's regularly scheduled board meeting, both virtually and in person. Last night was a busy night, full of passionate and articulate commentary from the public, along with a respectful display of support for issues which are important to each one of you. Upon completion of our meeting, the board adjourned to executive session in order to discuss personnel issues within the district. Out of that discussion, it was determined that our CEO, Richard Burrows, would complete his current one-year contracted term, which ends on June 30th, 2021, but would not be renewed for employment beyond that point. This decision was not made easily, as there are many positive qualities which Richard brings to the job, most notably some much needed structure for operational procedures, such as finances, virtual schooling, and more. Given this departure, our attention will turn to the succession planning for Mr. Burrows. And while we don't have a concrete update on this, given the short notice or the short amount of time that the board has been working on the issue, we are committed to finding an immediate interim solution, which will help to preserve a positive culture, community reputation, and above all, an outstanding student learning experience. We also learned last night that our long-term and long-time board members, Tony Beardsley and Howard Alsdorf, would be resigning their positions effective immediately. Both men have served tirelessly for years on the AAA school board and have given countless hours toward the success of the school and our students. The board can at times be a thankless volunteer endeavor, but for their work, the board would like to genuinely thank each one of them. Next, it's important to remind everyone that according to Arkansas state law regarding school board functions, the board only has supervisory responsibilities and influence over the superintendent or CEO. And we don't have any ability to manipulate, modify, or approve staffing issues within the district, with that responsibility ultimately falling to the superintendent or CEO. With that being said, the probationary period for Principal Matt Young will be upheld, but will be reviewed by an interim leadership in tandem with Mr. Young with the aim of resolving any concerns in performance. I am confident, and the board is confident, that this will bring a productive and effective conclusion to the matter. I would also like to reiterate a pair of updates that were given during last night's meeting, but may have been difficult to hear for all listeners or viewers, whether because of the virtual aspect or just the size of the room. First, Mr. Burrows did bring a mask policy to the board, which was recommending the removal of mask mandating at AAA campuses and facilities. The board wholeheartedly agrees that we are ready for this transition, but we need to make sure that our policy is sound and will hold up as we move into the next school year and beyond. In turn, Katie Milligan, Dr. Kara Riley, Heather Davis, and Matt Young were tasked to make a priority out of refining the policy so the board can vote and put it into place. Each of these people realizes the importance of the issue and is actively working to move toward a resolution. Second, AAA sports has been a popular topic for discussion, and a few of our public speakers last night did a great job in sharing their voice in support of keeping these programs for our students. The board agrees that sports are an integral part of the student experience and has subsequently initiated the creation of an athletic program workshop where we can sit down with David Skelton, Matt Young, and other staff to create a robust and enforceable athletics program policy, which will give clear structure for our student athletes, our parents, and our coaches. The summer is a difficult time to coordinate schedules, but we are aiming to have this workshop sometime in early July. Lastly, these past few weeks have brought with them some significant challenges. Emotions have run high and some tough decisions have been made, which will undoubtedly bring some transitional growing pains. But I just want to share that the board is committed to hearing our parents, supporting our staff, and most importantly, to improving this place for our students. The board thanks you in advance for your understanding and support while we continue this good work. So thank you, everyone. We do have one item that is for vote from the board coming out of the executive session. Thank you, Dr. Riley, for correcting me on that. And that is to vote to approve the separation agreement for Mr. Burrows, or the proposed separation agreement for Mr. Burrows. So can I have a, or actually I should ask, can I have a motion first for that?
I'll make a motion for
second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I'm gonna take that as a nay. Yeah, Adrian is muted, but that will conclude the meeting for tonight. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, once again, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. All right, guys, thank you very much, and have a great night.
Thank you.
Thank you.